listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie, and this is Records Management.
A very special Records Management, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be predominantly my music today. We have a very special show. I'm actually going to be going on vacation. Well, if you can call it vacation. I'm going to be taking multiple trips in the next little while. So I have some music selected from bands that are from those cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and next week, it'll be you. You'll be managing the board all by yourself.
Yeah. Well, I manage the board every week by myself, but like...
Yeah, I guess that's true. I did put you on the board. But yeah, beforehand, I mean, it's probably a little bit of a dark way to start the morning, but I've been reflecting a lot lately because of things that have been happening in my life and in other people's lives close to me. And especially because we're coming up on midterm season. And, you know, Adrian and I are students as well. So for anyone listening right now, we do know what you're going through. We're going through it too. And I think it's an opportune time, if you haven't like heard it already from your professors and your peers, to talk to counseling and to talk to your friends if you're going through anything or if anyone you know is going through anything. Because, I will maintain my composure. But a lot of people in my life, including myself, have gone through some rough things. And we don't always talk about it. And it's really hard to sometimes go to a random person, like a therapist or a counselor. But for other people, it's really hard to go to a friend. But I think it's really important to take time and to think about like what kind of person you are. Are you somebody who needs to talk to somebody that you know in order to confide in them? Or have you determined that you can't talk to anyone that you know and you need to talk to a stranger in order to get some things off of your chest? But especially because it's October and especially because it is a really rough time of the semester for students, I do advise everyone to talk to counseling so that it doesn't end up...
So it doesn't eat away at you.
It doesn't eat away at you, and also so that it doesn't end up the worst way that it can end up, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. Because it's happened a little bit too often in my life recently. So there are multiple people that you can talk to, but especially on campus, there are counseling services available without the financial barrier. So I'm just going to let you know of the phone number right now, and it's 604-822-3811. 604-822-3811. And yeah, I guess that segues into the topic of the show today, which is the trips that I'm going to be taking for the next little while. I'm going to be, from now until the end of the year, I'm going to be at various points in time in Saskatoon, Ottawa, Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, New York, and Montreal.
That's so quite the collection, actually.
That is quite the collection. I mean, some of them I won't be there for very long. Edmonton, for example, I'm only going to be there a day.
It still counts.
Yeah. So I got a couple of songs from bands that are from each of these cities. Songs that either I hadn't heard in a really long time and I put them in for nostalgia's sake, or songs that I just discovered over the weekend. And yeah, this first one is pretty deep as well. But it means a lot to me. It's an old favorite of mine. It's not that old, but I guess I'm young, so everything's an old favorite. I hope you enjoy it. It's called The Banks of Leopold Canal by The Deep Dark Woods. They're from Saskatoon.
Time is a ticking, my love can no longer stay. Sound of the alarms, and I must go away. Ordered out overseas for many a weary day. To the banks of a place they call Leopold Canal. Oh, Willie, sweet Willie, don't leave me here anymore. For I've wished to God above that I was never born. Parting from you, my love, I'd rather be cannot stay. The government has ordered me and I must go away. Government has ordered me, set up their command. I'm bound away, my love, for the Leopold Canal. Sounded the alarms and I must go away. Ordered out overseas for many a weary day. The banks of a place they call Leopold Canal. To the banks of a place they call Leopold Canal. To the banks of a place they call Leopold Canal.
You just heard Lonely Cricket by Jen Lane. Opening the show, we heard The Banks of the Leopold Canal by the Deep Dark Woods. And both songs are part of Nat's Saskatchewan Saskatoon part of her playlist.
That's right.
Very exciting. What do we have coming up next?
After Saskatoon, I'll be headed out to Ottawa. So I got this really retro, let's just say, song. And then I have a cute little, more like modern song. So the first one is Show Me Some Emotion by the Cooper Brothers. And then after that, we're going to hear the cute little song called Little Bird by Shannon Rose and the Thorns.
All right. So this is Show Me Some Emotion.
You hold the world at arm's length, never drop a clue. So remote and distant, what gets through to you?
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job, But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Timber Concerts and CITR present Wild Nothing with guests with Men I Trust, Wednesday, October 31st at the Imperial. Tickets are available online and at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings Street, and Zulu Records.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Just heard Little Bird by Shannon Rose, and before that was Show Some Emotion by the Cooper Brothers, and that's the Ottawa portion of Natalie's future itinerary.
Yeah, so after Ottawa, I'm going to be headed out to Toronto. I was looking for some, because, like, you know, like, there's so much great music that comes out of Toronto, and Toronto's such a big place, there's so much to choose from. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, I'm going to pick something that I listen to that's like already on my iPod, and then I'm going to pick something that I've never heard of before by somebody that I've never heard of before. So the first one that I picked is a song called Sally by Abigail LaPelle. I had never heard of her before, but she has the most beautiful voice, so I had to put something of hers on here. And then after that, you're going to hear If I Get Old by Elliot Broon, old favorite.
Perfect. Let's take a listen to Sally.
Thank you. with the wind blowing madly out in the alley again.
Beautiful heart gets stressed along the road and buried under all they've come to know. Living fast, this wilderness won't last. These days just blow away into the past. If I get old, I'm living easy, find a nice old country home. Let the land do what she wants to, leave her wild and overgrown. And when I'm sure my days are numbered, find a nice place in the fields and thank that little voice inside my company.
Welcome back. You just heard If I Got Old by Elliot Brood. I get very Sloan-ish vibes from them. I like that song. And opening up that set, that was Sally by Abigail LaPelle. Is it LaPelle?
I think it's LaPelle.
Okay. Well, don't get angry at us, LaPelle. We tried. We tried our best. And that was the Toronto portion of Nat's road trip playlist.
Yeah. And then I'll be back in Vancouver for a short little while. But when I head back out from Vancouver, I will be in Edmonton and then in Calgary. So I picked, since I'm only going to be in Edmonton for a very short amount of time, I chose one song from Edmonton and one from Calgary. And since I...
That's nice of you not to play favorites.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm just bridging the divide that has been created by sports culture.
Oilers and Flames fans everywhere rejoice.
Yeah. And Stamps and Eskimos as well.
Yeah, them too, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, football. but since I remind everyone so often, I'm very, very proud of being Franco-Albertan. Mm-hmm. So I went out of my way to choose people who are also Franco-Albertan for this next set or have some connection to the French-Canadian community in Alberta. So from Edmonton, I chose the song Peu Importe by a guy named Paul Cournoyer, who I just discovered. And after that, from Calgary, I chose a song called Fallen Again by Rotary Park. You actually listened to this before and you said you really liked it. You're like, is this a doo-wop country song? What?
Oh, it's a fantastic song.
It's super upbeat and happy. So I chose it. And Rotary Park are some good guys and a couple of them are French Canadian. So those are my two picks for Alberta. So I hope you enjoy them, Adrian.
The Alberta ones. So this is Peu Importe, which is in English, that's it doesn't matter.
That's close enough. Yeah.
J'efface mon passé au complet. À vivre le présent, je suis prêt. Je n'ai plus peur du temps. Le cri du cadre en est plus inquiétant. Je fais ce que je veux. Je fais ce que je veux. Je fais ce que je veux. Peu importe quel temps il fait. Je n'observe plus mes fautes près. Sont plus la cause d'arrêt. Je me mets à décortiquer. Ensuite tout faire pour les éviter. Je fais ce que je veux. Je fais ce que je veux. Je fais ce que je veux. Peu importe le mal que ça fait. Y a plus de joie de vivre quand la pensée obscène nous attire, tout perd devient le risque. Et j'ai beau dire de ce piège, je m'en sors. C'est grâce à nos forces que nos faiblesses sont dures à voir. Elles sont dures à voir. Tout ce que je désire, je creuse pour combler mes plaisirs. Je n'aurai plus peur. Le cœur me sur le bout du bonheur. Je fais ce que je veux. Je fais ce que je veux. Je fais ce que je veux. Peu importe quel temps il fait. We'll be right back.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Do you like the smooth ambient sounds of Marcus Fisher? How about the ethereal jams of Benoit Poulard? Well, on October 19th at the Red Gate on Main Street, Quiet City will present the 52nd edition of their live music showcase featuring Benoit Poulard, Marcus Fisher, Tatsuzi Akiyama with John Krausbauer, and Hotel Neon. That's October 19th at the Red Gate on Main Street. Come on down.
Do-up, do-do-up, do-do.
Do I fall in? Do you pick me?
That was Fallen Again by Rotary Park. We also heard Peu Importe by French names Paul Cournoyer.
You did really well. That's okay. Good.
Thank you. I tried my best. And that was the Alberta section of Natalie's fantastic travels and music accompaniment.
Yeah, and then after that, I will be headed to New York. So there's New York, New York, and then there's Brooklyn, New York, which still counts as New York, but I made sure to get a song in from Brooklyn specifically. So the first one, a lot of you will probably recognize because it's kind of resurfaced in a lot of television shows recently. Mm-hmm. It's called Early in the Morning by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And then the second one is by Louis Armstrong. I'm sure we've all heard it. It's called The Sunny Side of the Street. But I found a Brooklyn band that does a lot of covers of oldies, and they're so good. And they're called the Blue Vipers of Brooklyn. So I'm very excited to introduce them to everyone today. So yeah, with that.
What? Straight from New York, the Big Apple. This is Early in the Morning.
Well, early in the morning, about the break of day, I asked the Lord, help me find the way. Help me find a way,
find a way
to the promised land.
The promised land.
This lonely body needs a helping hand.
Need a helping hand.
I ask the Lord
to help me,
please find a way. When the new day is a dawn,
about my heavy prayer,
I pray to the Lord, won't you lead me there? Won't you guide me safely?
Golden stairs.
Won't you let this body,
your
burden share? I pray to the Lord, won't you leave me, please,
leave me there.
When the judgment comes, find the world in shame. When the trumpet blows,
won't you call my name?
Won't you call my name? When the thunder rolls, heaven's rain,
when the sun turns black,
never shine again,
never shine again.
When the trumpet blows, won't you call me, please, call my name.
Get your hat, leave your troubles on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pit-a-pat? That's a happy tune in your step. Life, it can be oh so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. Oh, now I ain't afraid. Over if I never have a cent, I'll be rich like Rockefeller. Put gold dust at my feet on that sunny side of the street.
Grab your hat, your coat, your vest and cane. Leave your worries on the doorstep, we're going by mine. Just direct your feet to the side of the street that's sunny. Can't you hear the bit of that? Rattle-tat, that's a happy tune in your step. Life can be so sweet on the side of the street that's sunny. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. I'm not afraid, cause my worries are over and the road is crossed over. If my number never comes out, we'll still be rich as Rockefeller and we'll constantly be mellow. Gold's at our feet on the side of the street that's sunny.
With my blues on red, oh, now I ain't afraid. Oh, there's a rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich like Rockefeller. Oh, gold dust at my feet
That was The Sunny Side of the Street, made famous by Louis Armstrong. That version was by the Blue Vipers of Brooklyn in our New York section of this show. Before that, we heard Early in the Morning by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And now we're going to leave New York for our final destination. Where's that?
Final destination is going to be in Montreal.
So. The last stop.
Yeah, where my family has been for hundreds to thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to go see some family and some friends in Montreal. And I decided to pick a song that might be more familiar to people of our parents' generation, by Kate and Anna McGarrigle, who are also probably more familiar to people of our parents' generation. The absolute legends, I should say, Kate and Anna McGarrigle. This one is called Cheminant à la Ville. And then after that, we're going to hear a fantastic, fantastic song by also a lesser known artist named Willie Dunn. And it's called I Pity the Country. But yeah, let's start with that Kate and Anna McGarrigle song, Cheminant à la Ville.
Cheminant à la ville, mes nuits et mes derniers emplois de mon village tranquille. Une fourche mène à Rome, l'autre à la fosse. Mais tout au long du parcours, je laisserai des traces pour mon retour. Cheminant à la ville, sans crainte que je m'éparpille. Déjeuner en main, l'auberge n'entravera pas mon chemin. L'eau claire me suffira bien, de mon ortie en eau.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Kew what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys like you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
I pity the country. I pity the state and the mind of a man who thrives on hate. Small are the lives of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me. The Bill of Rights froze me. In jails, they all know me. Frustrated are churchmen, the saving of soul men, the tinker, the tailor, the colonial governor. They pull and leap on me. They're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Civil servants, they thrive off my body. Their trip is with power, back bacon and welfare. Police, they arrest me. Materialists detest me. Pollution, it chokes me. Movies, they joke me. Politicians exploit me. City life, that jades me. Hudson Bay fleece me, hunting laws freak me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity is tradition continuity. I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.
That was I Pity the Country by Willie Dunn. We also heard Cheminat à la Ville by Kate and Anna McGarrigle. And that is our final stop in the travel playlist that was our show this week.
Yeah, those last two songs, I hope you enjoyed, because they're two of my favorite songs. For different reasons, but they're both by people that are really famous in my circles and people that whose music I hold dear. But I don't think that they're famous enough. So I think that people should still, this in this today still be listening to Kate and Anna McGarrigle, and for different reasons, for political and for even for just like artistic reasons, I think everybody should listen to Willie Dunn. He's fantastic, and I'm surprised he's not more famous than he is.
I had never heard of him before you mentioned him, and I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, he passed away a few years ago, but I think that it's still his music should still live on in our collective Canadian memory.
Agreed entirely. I guess that's the end of our show. We're coming up on the top of the hour here. Up next, we have The Morning After Show with Oswaldo Perez Cabrera. Stay tuned for that. That'll be on at 11.
Yeah.
And stay tuned. Tune in next week when I will be here by myself. No Natalie, pure Adrian.
No Natalie, pure Adrian. Ha ha ha.
100% Adrian.
So and essentially, that translates to a lot less country music and a lot more rock and folk.
Get excited.
I'm sure they are. But I'd like to take this opportunity in closing to just make one last reminder about the counseling services that are available on campus. We know that October, I mean, we're students too. We know from firsthand experience that October can be a particularly stressful month that can exacerbate a lot of existing mental health issues that people have, or perhaps even create mental health issues in some people. So whether that's reaching out to a friend or reaching out to a stranger, contact somebody,